T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Newsday says the aerospace giant Grumman knew as far back as the mid-1970s that its toxic chemicals were contaminating the groundwater around Bethpage, but hid that fact, sometimes with the help of government officials. Newsday reporter Paul LaRocco on the team who broke that story. Paul's on our newsline. Paul, what kind of chemicals are we talking about coming from the Grumman facility, and what has it done to the groundwater around Bethpage?
Well, thanks for having me, Steve. There's about 24 known contaminants that have been identified as part of the groundwater contamination plume that originated at the Grumman facility in Bethpage. But really, the primary one of concern, just because its volume, is a trichloroethylene, or known as TCE, which is a metal degreasing solvent that was used pretty heavily by Grumman from the late 1940s all the way, into the 1980s.
Who knew about this contamination, and what did they do about it, or more importantly, not do about it?
Well, it kind of came out, in little bits and pieces very early on. In the late 1940s, there was some chromium found in the groundwater, beneath the Grumman facility and at a public well just to the south. Grumman addressed that, began treating the water for their wastewaters for chromium, but it ended up that what ended up being much greater concern was the TCE, which wasn't considered a concern at the time. But as of the early to mid-1970s, there were a lot of cautions coming out about the chemical. And when that happened, Grumman didn't immediately do anything to stop using the substance or treat its wastewaters for it. But when that chemical was found in their own private drinking water wells, and then subsequently in a public well of the Bethpage Water District, their initial reaction was to deny that they were responsible, and the state regulators and county regulators at the time were also pointing the finger at a nearby manufacturer that was mostly responsible for another contaminant of concern that ended up being of much less consequence to this plume.
Did government officials turn a blind eye to the Grumman problem?
I mean, in terms of their reaction, at the time they were claiming that they were being proactive, but it took a very long time for, actual cleanup to take place, because when they first identified Grumman as a hazardous waste site, they said there was insufficient data to force remediation. When a few years later, the county and the USGS first identified an actual plume of contaminants emanating from beneath the facility, they were able to upgrade the severity of the site, but it took them years after that to actually address the groundwater contamination that had spread off the site, even though water providers from the very beginning of this cleanup process were asking for more aggressive action. And then when they finally started to address the groundwater contamination, this is getting into the 90s and early 2000s, they proposed plans that many in the community felt were insufficient and were actually supported by Grumman and the Navy, who were the responsible parties for the pollution.
You have a multimedia page at newsday.com that actually shows that the contamination all these years later is still spreading.
Yeah, and that's been one of the real sore points in the community and for the local water providers, is that they say if aggressive action had been taken as early as the late 1970s, when they clearly knew about the contamination and its potential for spread, or even if the action had been taken in the late 80s or early 90s, it wouldn't be what it is today. You have it spreads at roughly a foot per day based on how the groundwater flows and contaminants in the groundwater flow in the region. And there have been some actions taken by Grumman and by the Navy to stem the spread from the original points of contamination. But the point that the community and the water providers make is that there hasn't been an aggressive action to really contain the plume right at its outer edges and stop it after it's already left where it started.
Do we know if this contamination has made people sick?
Now, that's a really thorny question. I mean, there are many in the community that believe that, but the one definitive study conducted by the State Department of Health, nearly a decade ago, said there was not a definitive link between this contamination and cancer in a 19-block area in which they conducted the survey. They found a very limited one-block area where there were some cases where people were younger than expected, but that was not enough for them to conclude that this was a cancer cluster, you know, or anything like that we've heard in other parts of the country. So, you know, residents have long called for a more expansive study for it to be much more comprehensive. But, experts tell us that this is something that you may never get satisfaction of a definitive link, because there are so many different things. Cancer can be so common, different types of cancer, so many other societal and factors, hereditary, things like that can lead to cancer, that it's very, very hard to make a conclusive determination.
You know, cover-up is a very strong word. Is it too strong in this case? Was there a cover-up of this contamination by Grumman?
I mean, I feel like that's not for me to say. What we do know is that they were making public statements at the time that they held private information that was, showed that they knew much more than they were saying publicly. So you had, in one case, you had them denying that their own operations were responsible for the contamination at a point when it was first going public in the mid to late 1970s. But they held a report from their consultants that basically identified their own practices, disposal and practices as one of the sources for the contamination, and this consultant talked about the potential for it to spread and what it could become. But publicly, neither they or the regulators were expressing that kind of worry in those kinds of explicit terms.
You can check out their fascinating multimedia page at newsday.com. Paul LaRocco at Newsday, an important story. Thank you for talking with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.